Dancing at Lunasa at IU's Ruth N. Halls Theater is Brian Friel's Tony Award-winning, richly sad story of the lives of five Mundy sisters, the philandering boyfriend of one, his abandoned son, and the family's uncle returned from going native as a missionary in Uganda. Although Friel's first success, Philadelphia, Here I Come, is about an Irishman coming to America, many of his plays are set in Ireland, and 13 of them in Dancing at Lunasa's small town of Ballybeg. It's a place similar to the town of his own upbringing, and Friel knows it well. Chris Handley plays Michael Evans, the play's charming narrator. He's on stage as a grown man looking back from the vantage of 20-some years and the offstage voice of the family's love child of seven. The Mundy sisters are a mixed lot. The wage-earning schoolteacher Kate is the bossy Ashley Dillard. Kate's the family breadwinner and the most concerned about rightness and propriety. Some of the show's funniest moments come when a frustrated Kate gets a bit extra human. Megan Dieter is the energy center of the family, quite ready for songs and pranks, always asking the young Michael riddles and usually answering them before he can. Chris Mundy is young Michael's mother. As Tess Cunningham plays her, Chris seems the most comfortable about herself of the sisters. She doesn't seem to bear a grudge against the man who fathered Michael and left, nor is she willing to marry him when he comes by and proposes from time to time. Agnes, Emily Sullivan, is the family's cook, bedmaker, and house cleaner. She's a quiet soul, mostly in her corner, working on knitting gloves. Kathleen Cox plays the beautiful Rose. Like Agnes, she's doing piecework, making gloves, and in the play's setting of 1936, Rose would be called slow. When Rose goes missing from a bilberry berry-picking for a romantic rendezvous, all are aroused, and when she returns, bursting into tears, it's a heart-rending moment. Jason Cragg West is Jerry, the graceful, philandering father of Michael. From time to time, he shows up with stories of a new job with the next best thing and promises for Michael. Neither the next best thing nor the promises are ever realized, but West makes Jerry a guy that family and the audience just can't hate. The Lunasa celebration of dancing at Lunasa is a Gaelic harvest festival with pagan roots and a mixed tradition. It's sometimes called Bilberry Sunday. Sister Kate is especially concerned about those roots, and Maggie and the others lark about around the table and think of attending the festive dance. Vigorous Irish dancing with the girls, graceful ballroom turns with Jerry, all very much a part of the atmosphere of the play. The conflict of pagan and Christian customs further explored with the return of Father Jack. Matthew Murray plays the family's uncle, the malaria-ridden Father Jack. Jack went out to Uganda, briefly served with the British in 1917, and then pretty much came to embrace the native culture and religious ceremonies. His long description of a day's festival is fascinating as Jack grows more and more caught up in it. Then he suggests that the Mundy family would be better off if one of the sisters were a man's primary wife and the other's secondary spouses, all living together, a model he describes as working well. Despite some high-spirited moments, especially the dancing to the music from the new radio, and some lighter times with family hijinks, Dancing at Lunasa is a tragic tale. Though he dies within a year, Father Jack's estrangement from the church puts a strain on Kate's position with the town school. A new knitting plant opens, taking the piecework hand-knitting out of Agnes and Rose's hands. The family breaks apart. Chris Handley, as the mature Michael, has the final rueful summing up, and though he tries to emphasize his memories of a kind of softer glaze, a brightness and a grace, we're left with a dramatic and a grim picture. Dale McFadden directs, guest artist Neera Jean Pullen contributed some of the dance choreography. The cutaway cottage of the scenic design is by Ryan P. Miller. Varied costumes are by Emmy Phelps. Brian Friel's Dancing at Lunasa plays on at the Ruth N. Halls Theater through the weekend, and at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.